Okay, we're in Perek Beis in Hilchos Bechoros. Now the Rambam is going to deal with various problems with the Korban Bechor and when it's not brought. Alacha Aleph Kol Mumim Makvumim Hapulsan Esakachim Niftim Aleihem. So any of the permanent mum blemishes that would make a Korban Pasul and therefore you redeem them. Im Nafal Echa Mehem Bechor. If one of those same blemishes falls on the or occurs in the Bechor animal, or is it Nishkal Bechor Makom but checked it anywhere. So the Rambam already explained in Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach that there are 67 various mums, blemishes, that apply to a male animal. So everything the Rambam, what do you call it? Everything the Rambam counted there. Jaina korba mina mokar, right? Which caused the korba not to be ideal. Vena kachrim craven behen. And the, what do you call it? The animal attack dish isn't brought as a korban, below niftin alayim, it's not redeemed. Kachin a bechor nishchat alayim. And so the same things that apply there in regular korban would apply by a bechor, where the bechor wouldn't be shechted, below karav, and it's not brought as a korban, eliya omed. Rather, it stays ad sheyola lo mum kavua until it develops a permanent blemish. Vechein yinol bechor mum over. Let's say a bechor gets a temporary blemish. It's not shechted anywhere, below karav, not brought as a korban, eliya roa, it's left out the pasture, ad sheyola lo mum kavua, until it gets a permanent blemish, the yishchat alav, and then it is shechted. Let's say it was worshipped, or let's say it was used to perform an iser, o shaharag bein echad, or let's say it killed somebody, but only with one witness, o al pi abaylim, or the owners testified to kill somebody, o shahuksa, o nevad, or let's say it was set aside to be worshipped as an idol. Yir ad shibul mum, again, it's left out to pasture before until it gets a blemish. Moshevanim hilchos yisurim mizbeach. Halachadal. Okay. Yotze dofen ve'aba acharav. Okay, now getting into what's defined as a bechor. Let's say the animal is born through a C-section. Okay. Or let's say how it's born. Ve'aba acharav, and any animal born after that one born with a C-section. Shnein ene bechor. So both those animals not be bechor. Harishon, the first one that was that was delivered through C-section, that's not considered the first of the womb. The acharon, the second one, because another animal preceded it. Even if a female animal came out through a C-section, and the male through the womb, a natural childbirth, it still is not considered a bechor. So a bechor that has both genitalia, male and female, not considered hefkes. Rehu kinekeva, shimbo lukoin klum. It's considered like a female, and therefore the Kohen doesn't get any of it. The Ovdebo, what it called, and what it called, you can use it for working in the fields. The Gozim also, and you can shear it for its wool, Kashar Chulim. Nola Tumtum, now let's say an animal, a Bechor is born, that's unclear whether it's male or female. Or is it a Suffolk Bechor? It's a question whether it's Bechor or not. The Yocha Mumo Levalov, and it's eaten in a state of a blemish to it for its owners. Benchetel Mayim Mimakom Zichros, Benchetel Mayim Mimakom Nikvos. Doesn't matter where it urinates from, whether it's the male area, so to speak, or female. Either way, what do you call it? It's considered a suffek bechor. Halach above. Okay, rachal shi'alda kamin eitz. So let's say a sheep gives birth to an animal that looks like a goat. Oh, eitz shi'alda kamin rachal, or vice versa. Pater min bechorah. So then you're pater from bechor. Shnemar ach bechor shor, ad shi'ahu shor, until it is a shor, u'bechor shor, and it's osrin a shor. So the animal has to be the same. V'mhayabo miksa simana imo. Let's say it has some of the unique characteristics of its mother. Then I raise a bechor, it's considered a bechor, who baal mum kavua, right? But now it's also considered having a permanent mum. Shenacha mum gadol mishinu b'riyasa, because there's no greater mum, blemish, than changing from its normal creation. Afilu para shialda kamin chamor. Even a cow that gives birth to an animal that looks like a donkey, veisho miksa simani para, but that animal looks like a donkey, has some of the signs of a cow. I raise a bechor l'kohen, it's considered a bechor to the kohen, whole minna chamor, yishbo din bechor. Because as we know, by a donkey also, bechor applies to donkeys. But let's say the cow gives birth to an animal that looks like a horse. Even if the animal has certain signs of being a cow, are you a suffik bechor? It's a suffik. It's a question whether it's bechor or not. The owners can eat it. And if the kohen ends up taking it, the kohen is able to keep it. Okay. Halacha zayin. Let's say a person gives a blemish to the firstborn animal. Hov asa avera. So he basically is over an iser. Konsen also, we penalize him. Ve'no nishchat al mumzeh, and the animal's not shechted because of this mum. Ad sheyipol bo mum acher me'ilav, until another blemish develops. Vim meizeh achoteh, and let's say the sinner died. Mutar livno l'shachto al mum sh'asa aviv. the sons are allowed to check the animal because of the mum, even though their father created the blemish purposely. Because the sons were not penalized afterwards. Okay, here we go. Okay, so the case is, let's say I kind of indirectly caused the bechor to get a blemish, gagon. Like, for example, shenasan devela al ozno. So you place like a fig on its ear, achibah kelev, until a dog came, then nutla, and took it. And in taking the fig, v'chasach ozno, it broke a tore off a part of its ear. Or, oh, shahalach bein barzel, v'ashishios. Let's say it passed through like this metal and glass, shalshukis, like glass shards, k'desha tikva yado v'nikta. So basically that its foot would be cut off, and it cut off. Or he said to an anju to make a blemish in the animal. In all these cases, you should not shecht it because of this type of mum. So this is the principle. Any mum that takes place where I know about it, I can't shecht it. And let's say the animal developed a mum that I didn't know about, you can go ahead and shecht the bechor. Let's say someone said, right, so let's say someone said, if this bechor gets a mum, I'll shecht it. V'shama nachri, and let's say a non-Jew hears that, but also b'mum, and he makes a blemish in the animal. Arezeh shokhet alav, he shechts it, sh'relil naaseh b'daita, because that's a case where the mum emerged without him knowing about it. Halacha yod, re'inuhu sh'asa maisa hamargil hata b'mum. Let's say I saw a person do an action to an animal that normally would cause a blemish to emerge in the animal, enough of a mum, and a mum developed. We're not sure if his intention was for this blemish to be formed or not. You should not shak on it. So what's the case? Let's say he put barley in this very narrow area, that had thorns all over it. When the animal ate from it, its lip got torn off. Even if it was even if the owner was a tamachacham, or ezel lo yishkalav, you shouldn't shakte v'chein kol yotze bazet. Halach yidav, haya b'chor rode ves adam. Let's say the firstborn animal was chasing after a person, uba'ato kedei letardo, and the person kicked it in order to slow it down. Okay, v'afilu ba'atvo bnei shadratvo mikodem. Even if he kicked it because it was pursuing it another time, but nasa bo mum beita. Here's the key. A blemish emerged through kicking it. Hareza yishchalav. You can shech the korban, the bechor. Alach yibeis katanim sheitilu mum bechor. Let's say children caused a blemish in a bechor derech slok because they were fooling around with the animal. V'chein nachri shasal adaito, or a non-Jew who goes ahead and causes a blemish on purpose. Hareza yishchalav. The bechor can be shechted. V'im asu kedei lahatiro lo yishchalav. But if they did in order because they thought this would make the animal mutter, then they cannot shecht it on those conditions. Alach yigimel bechor shachzu dam yakis. Let's say the firstborn of a bechor, excuse me, let's say the blood of the bechor no longer flowed normally. Right? And I didn't want that to happen. I mean, I didn't want that blemish to emerge. And let's say a mum did develop through bloodletting of the animal, then I raise an ishkarallah. Then we would check the animal in such a situation. You're allowed to actually cause a mum to develop on a bechor before it, so to speak, leaves the mother, meaning it hasn't exited the mother's womb yet. Vishkar love, and then it can be slaughtered. But medvar more, and when does this take place? But bizmanazeh shein sham bayis, where there's no base of mikdash today. Mechasoful dehachal lemum, because we know at the end of the day we're going to eat this animal in its state of having a blemish. Aval bizman shbeis mikdash chayah, but when the base of mikdash is around, you're not allowed to do this. Aser halachat esvav aid shehei bimpi aid echad shemum zeh nafal shlo das neman. Okay, so let's say a witness comes along and he says as follows. He says, I'm testifying on behalf of another witness, okay, that this mum that was not brought about through the knowledge of the Baal, Neman, he's believed. I feel the Isha Neman is Lomar. Even a woman's believed to say, Bifanai Nafal mum, in front of me a blemish developed, Zem Elov, on its own, Vishkot Elov, and then you could shech the animal based on her testimony. Halakha Tezayin, Kol mum and Arun Lovo be the Adam, any mum that, that is Roy. It could have been caused by a human. Neman a royal leyan lomar leyan naflu. A shepherd's trusted to say that the mum came about on its own. The lo naasu bekavana, and it wasn't done purposely. Vishkat leyan, and can be shakted as a result. Nedvarmor, and when does this apply? Kishahi aroa yisrael. This applies when a shepherd's a non-kohen. A bechor biat kohen, and the bechor is in the hands of the kohen. Avimai aroa kohen. Let's say the shepherd was a kohen, but bechor dainu biat bailo of Israeli. But the bechor is still in the hands of the non-kohen owner. He's not believed. The choshen osa, we're suspicious of him. Shemahu hitzel b'mum, that maybe he caused the blemish to emerge. Kadeshin and alo, because the Kohen wanted him to give the animal, the b'chor, to back to him, so to speak. Halachi yad zayin, 1 second. Kohen shehei the Kohen acher shemum zeme ilav nafal. Let's say a Kohen testifies on behalf of another Kohen that the b'chor got a mum on its own. Neman, he's believed. Ein choshen lahen. We're not concerned. Shemahim gomlim zeh zeh. We're not concerned that they're actually in cahoots with each other. Because every Kohen is suspicious, we suspect every Kohen to create a mum on the Bechor. Because he wants to eat it outside the base of Mikdash. That's why they're not trusted on their own. But if a friend, a Kohen friend, we trust him because we don't assume that he's going to sin on behalf of someone else. I feel a bun of a vaso shel Kohen, even the children of a Kohen or the rest of the people in this house can testify about a b'chor, about lo ishta, but his wife can, because she's considered like him. B'chor, when I have a b'chor, shahaya b'yad kohen, let's say the b'chor is in the hands of a kohen in his possession, v'nafa b'mum, and a blemish developed on it, v'heid alav, eid echad, and a witness comes along and says, shezeh ha'mum me'ilav, that the mum came out naturally, nafal, v'inan yodim, im mum zeh shokhtin alav, that's a b'chor, o ain't shokhtin alav. We're not sure if this is the kind of blemish that we check the b'chor for. Uba Kohen Shub Yado, and the Kohen comes and who has it in his possession. Valmar, and he says, Harisi Mumzel Mumcha, I showed this blemish to an expert, Vitu Lashpita, and he said I can shakt it, Hareza Neman. We trust that. Ben Khoshish and Shemalo Hero. We're not suspicious that maybe the Kohen didn't show it to the expert. Shem Bukhor Tamu, maybe it's a Bukhor without a blemish. Shalo Nechshadu Lishkar Kachim Bukhutz, Meshu Avon Karas Kumashana. Because here we won't be suspicious of the Kohen doing this because the Isser, the prohibition for shechting a korban outside the base of Mikdash, is Karis. And we're not going to suspect the Kohen of being that nefarious. The Kohen struts, as it say, Al Bechor Mum, on the Bechor that has a blemish. Bechor Zed Nasul Yisrael B'mumo, that a Yisrael gave me this Bechor with a Mum, V'l'nafal B'rshusi, V'l'nafal B'rshusi, and I didn't get a Mum while it was in my possession. Because we don't suspect that he caused the Mum. Shadavar asal higalos, because this could be an investigation to reveal the truth easily. Um is yara, and he's afraid. Shemi yishalo bailav, because maybe they'll ask the owners. Yomer tamen maya beishen nasnuldo, and they'll say the animal had no blemishes when we gave it to the Kohen. Okay, that ends Perek Beis, and we'll pick up Perek Gimel after Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.